Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Brian Hogevane from AmeriCash, the cash man. We have him on often on Your Money Matters. He's been on this show too. Brian, hello. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. In the theme of the inauguration, I wanted to just get you on for a couple minutes. We've had questions asked about this on the show sometimes, about the value of presidential signatures. Generally speaking, is that an item that people seek after?
Absolutely. Presidential autographs have been collectible since our very first president. These are just items that have always had, interest. For collectors, political, reasons, people just love collecting items like this.
And what makes one more valuable than the other? Is it maybe some of the big names like a Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, Reagan,
correct,
or is it their length and all? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, okay. So you're barking up the right tree there, as far as that's concerned. So yes, obviously your big name presidents, President Lincoln, George Washington. George Washington, his own personal copies, he had personal copies of the signed U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the proceedings from the first Congress in 2012, that actually sold for $10 million.
Whoa.
But when it comes to, certain presidential autographs, now it's important to understand that the presidential autograph is only during their term.
That's worth more if it's actually while he's in office.
Correct, while they're actually in office. So that, when they're able to prove that, hey, this signature is during their term, that's what adds their value or makes her valuable, which in fact would make William Henry Harrison autograph the most valuable.
Whoa, because it was only in office for 29 days?
Correct, and there is documents signed that exist when he was actually president.
Huh.
So that would make his stuff obviously the rarest and also makes it the most valuable.
Interesting.
With George Washington coming up in second, for examples of his signature during his term, obviously because he was our very first president and, just the stature, he has in collectability, period. It's George Washington.
So,
next, of course, would be James Garfield.
Oh, Garfield is third? Oh, because he was assassinated.
Correct. So he was only president from March 4th until September 19th, of course, 1881.
So the value is up for if they did a shorter term or if they have a big name like Washington. Who would be like number four and five?
Abraham Lincoln is definitely, would be in there. Thomas Jefferson, another real popular. John Adams, of course, very popular. John F. Kennedy, those. Zachary Taylor, again, he is another one that had a short presidency. And again, these autographs would be from the time they were actually president, not when they were senator or secretary of state or some other position.
Or post-presidency, like Jimmy Carter, who lived a long time, obviously, afterwards.
Yes.
And while it's a valuable piece to some people, maybe not doesn't get the most on the secondary market.
Yeah, correct. And even presidents like Gerald Ford actually did, we'll just call them, for the lack of better terms, a signing, where they actually signed a whole bunch of pieces for collectors to give out.
Interesting. All right, so if someone's got a William Henry Harrison out there laying around, how much would you pay for that, Brian? Good condition, let's say.
And again, it would just have to be verified, document, and it's valued up to $100,000.
Whoa,
so
there you go. Pretty rare. Brian, people can visit the store. Are you guys open today, or are you open back up tomorrow?
We are open today.
All right, so 16 West Ogden in Westmont. The phone number for people to call or text you right now with their items, 630-969-9600, 630-969-9600. Gold, silver, memorable stuff, sports memorabilia, all sorts of stuff. You can call, you can text Brian. He'll take a look at all of it, answer your calls, and best yet, stop in the store, 16 West Ogden in Westmont, just west of Cass. Hey, thanks, Cashman. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, John. Thank you.
Absolutely.